My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Before we get to the tape, I would respond to Hawk with this. Number one, Justin Fields should start for the Pittsburgh Steelers. 2 preseason games in and 2 weeks till the season, I think it's obvious that Justin brings more good than bad in comparison to Russ. The sacks, I would disagree that they're all on Russ or all on the offensive line, excuse me. Here's my pushback, and the tape is going to say, you know, Mike Tomlin, Coach Tomlin says that's not how we operate. I think that's the biggest issue right now. The rust that we saw isn't operating this offense, and they're certainly not contenders with the rust that we saw from this past weekend. There's a lack of consistency.
I mean, come on. I think Orlovsky does a really good job. I think he's really good at television. But Russ practiced 1 week. And then Broderick Jones got thrown around like a rag doll by Greg Rousseau, and somehow that's Russ Wilson's fault? How can you look at 1 preseason game and say that Russ can't operate the Steelers' offense, especially when it's not the offense that you're going to be seeing in the regular season anyhow? You've said it a number of times today. It's as vanilla gets out there.
Well, also, how can you look at 2 preseason games and think that Justin Fields has done something so significant to actually be in the conversation of being the starter? Like, has he done, like, in the only 2 preseason games, has Justin Fields done anything that you're like, wow, like, yeah, there's consistency, there's a reason he should be the starter? Like,
he had 1 wow play that, if he does it against starters, where he does the dipsy do around and the spin around and the throw to the sideline, if he does that against starters, he's either getting killed in the pocket or it's getting picked off. Like, I understand that Justin Fields is at the peak of his career in terms of his athletic ability, and Russ Wilson is not. And even though Russ is a great athlete, Justin Fields has always been a better athlete. That's just what he's got. That's the God-given ability. It's how he worked. He did it against 3s and 4s. He should look like Michael Vick against 3s and 4s. He had the missed post route that we've said is probably on the wide receiver. Okay, fair enough. That's a nice play. But because I already, again, have forgotten the wide receiver's name, that tells you who's in there for pass coverage for the Buffalo Bills. Russ, to me, didn't even get an opportunity to show he's the guy because the offensive line was so bad. And I think that that was similar to the first game that Justin played, where stuff was not all that good around him. I don't think you can make any wide sweeping generalizations about the Steelers quarterbacks based on these first 2 games, because so much of everything else around them has been a dumpster fire. Now, there's a lot of people that want to see Fields, and I do think there's a reasonable argument to be made that he is athletic, and if the offensive line is going to stink, you want the athlete in there because he can create something. But is it about winning or not? I can also see why people would want to see Justin Fields, because maybe he's your quarterback in the future. Okay, but is it about winning or not? Because we saw last year, if you can just be a smart quarterback that knows where to go with the football, you can make plays in an offense with a lot of the same people, because Mason Rudolph did that. He didn't need to be mobile. I don't think you can hand the keys over to Justin Fields now. He's going to turn the football over. For every wow play he makes, he's going to do something silly with the football. You're not going to get the wow from Russ, but you're probably not going to get the silliness from Russ either.
Right.
So I'm going with Russ week one. Also because I think if you start Russ, you can always go to Justin. But if you start Justin, I don't know that you can go to Russ because I'm not sure Russ wants to stick around.
And we have to keep in mind what the Steelers want to do. Like they do want to be conservative. Mike Tomlin wants to be conservative. He's not going to go out on a limb and start a quarterback because he thinks it is more athletic and get out of situations, but also put the ball in harm's way even more whenever he does get out of those situations. Like we saw, it was a great throw, and it ended up being a great throw, but it was inches away of being, oh shoot.
A disaster.
Yeah, so, I mean, the Steelers want to operate with what Russ brings to the table. That's conservative, that's maybe even thinking dunk at times, but they know that he's not going to turn the football over. And they'll take him getting sacked, but as long as he doesn't turn the football over, I think that that's how they want to operate this year.
Yeah. If Justin had showed me through training camp and now preseason that he's getting better, I might entertain the conversation. He's exactly what Chicago fans and guys like Brad Spielberger, who is a great analyst, who's from Chicago, told us he was. He's going to do stuff. You're going to go, holy cow, no one else can do that. And then we saw in game one, two fumbled snaps. He fumbles all the time. He throws picks all the time. If he were showing he could stand back there in the pocket, pat the football, go through his reads, deliver the ball accurately down the field, well, then he'd change my mind a little bit.
I mean, even little situations like the whole read option. Like, Russ Wilson, if he was a threat, like he would make that decision. It would be very blatant, and he would hand the ball off. Like, you're getting that with Justin Fields. He's going to think he's going to be able to keep the ball in his hands, even though that the defense doesn't say that or show that, and make those decisions that could end a fourth down, like a fourth and two. Like,
if that happens in a regular season game, that's, you don't get points down in the red zone.
It's great, yes.
And that's a bad decision. That's as bad of a decision as throwing an interception, because it takes points off the board. You hand that thing off, it's a first down at worst. It's probably a touchdown. And if you do that against Atlanta and you miss an opportunity when you're down there to get points, that's unforgivable kind of stuff.
That's what you're getting with Justin Fields. And I mean, it's not horrible, but you're eliminating all of that with Russell Wilson being in there, at least for now, until we see this whole offense in a whole entire game. Then I can make an assessment for sure.
Right, right. I mean, it is tough, and I understand full well that this is preseason football. I also will agree with Orlovsky that he wanted to put some of those sacks on Russ. I don't think a single one of those sacks is on Russ. And he's going to do that. Hey, but because he has doesn't mean that he did there. He's going to hold the ball too long. Ben did that. And Ben held the ball too long to his detriment. And then at the end of his career, it looked like he was 60 years old because he took a million hits. And the same is true with Russ. But none of those three I would put on Russ. You don't have a clear evaluation of what Russ Wilson could do because he barely played in training camp and he didn't get an opportunity really in this game. And Justin Fields didn't wow me enough to say, well, we didn't see anything from Russ, but this guy is can't miss. I didn't see that. I think people are doing the Kenny Pickett thing all over again. I think people have their camps, they plant their feet, and they stay where they want to stay. And no matter what we see, you're not going to change your mind. I think that's exactly what's happening here. The people who wanted Justin Fields from the second he got acquired still want Justin Fields. And the people that were excited about Russ are still probably going to want Russ.
Uh-huh.
But I've left myself open, baby, to be swayed. And if Russ is pole position guy, I have not been swayed to the negative by that. And I have been swayed by the positive for Justin Fields. If Justin Fields did the dipsy doodle thing and was running around and making plays and threw that post pattern in stride as a one against ones, okay. All right, now maybe I can change my mind a little bit. But I'm not there. I'd like to see both of them in the last game, though.
I think we might.
Tomlin was ticked.
No, I mean, yeah, it was ugly. I think you kind of have to play him just to see.
Yeah, and I want to see all the offensive linemen, too.
Yeah, get those last reps because you're going to have some time off where you don't want to revert back. You got to figure out something of how you want to approach the season. You have something in mind, but obviously with Jaylen Warren being out, that changes everything, that alters everything, and you still don't know what the right combination is going to be at offensive line. You need to get these young guys reps, especially mm-hmm. Zach Frazier. Like, you need to get on the same page, and maybe having more reps in the last game can do that, but I would err on the side of, I need to play these guys one more time just to see.
I would too, and I'm generally very against that. Very against that. But the beginning of the season is so important to them because of the way that this season finishes up. If you fancy them a playoff contender, you got to make hay early.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that they can without getting more live reps. That's where this has gone. And that's unfortunate, but that's how I see it. I will say, with one exception, I can't play Najee. I'd like to play Najee behind that line.
I don't think you need to play him, though.
Okay, good.
He's one of the guys you don't need
to see. Okay, good. Because if he gets hurt and now it's a Cordero Patterson show, well, I think he could be an interesting and useful player to the team. He ain't my starting running back.
Yeah, I don't think you need to see anything more out of Najee.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.